Hey, podcasts. Thanks for tuning in to More Than Just Balls with Zaki Ahmed. Today, I'm talking about Andrew Luck's retirement and a little bit on how that relates to mental health and how that may be just bringing that conversation to the forefront. I really am fascinated to see how the conversation is going to be changing in the coming years about mental health when athletes start to do something like this and put their mental, physical health at the forefront. Imagine retiring in your prime when you are an absolute darling of your sport and one of the more talented people in your position. People said Andrew Luck has left hundreds of millions of dollars on the table by retiring at the age of 29 this year. It was a surprise retirement for those of you who don't know. That's what I'm jumping into. I really didn't want to let this one slip through the cracks, because the NFL season kicks off tomorrow, and I think this is a really, really big deal. So just wanted to talk about it. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hey everyone, so thanks for tuning in. First thing I'll address right away is the apologies for the audio quality on this episode. It might be a little bit shitty and loud and whatever, but so I apologize for that, but I'm going to do my best here of trying to keep up with my own podcast, and I just have a lot of things that I have thought of and wanted to spit out and don't get a chance, and as things get busier, I told myself I just have to do it. I'm not willing to not. So today I'm going to try doing it as I drive. So that's all the noise that you're hearing. I don't think I'm distracting, because I'm pretty much just talking out loud. So, you know, don't tell nobody, but go ahead and tell somebody. anyways, today I wanted to talk about Andrew Luck and his retirement. It's Wednesday evening. It's actually kickoff eve. So what is it? September 4th? Wednesday, and I know as soon as kickoff happens tomorrow, there's going to be so much more interesting stuff to talk about. There's going to be things every day, every week, so that's going to dominate my focus, and I'm sure everybody else's in the NFL and the sports world. So I think this topic is just something that's really important, and I did not want to let it slip through the cracks. I don't think I'm going to say anything groundbreaking here, but I really just wanted to jump on social and commend Andrew Luck and say I think he did an amazing thing. I mean, I just realized that I can kind of relate, because, you know, he just kind of went totally against the grain, but he did what he needed to do to take care of himself, and I think that's amazing. No matter what line of work you're in, it's always going to look different. Depending on, you know, what your career is, whatever, however you want to define that, it's going to be different for everyone. But for, you know, a professional athlete in their prime who is looking at massive paydays and is basically being looked to by not only a team of people, but a franchise, you know, an organization, the Indianapolis Colts, and a city. And an entire state, call it, you know, wherever the Colt fans may reside, it's a big deal when you're a franchise quarterback, and it's a big deal when a franchise quarterback is lost. I'm sure Andrew Luck, I know Andrew Luck is a smart dude, and he knows and he understands those pressures, but I think he still did what he had to do considering that. And in his press conference, he said it was the hardest decision, or one of the hardest decisions. I can't remember exactly now, but one of the toughest things that he's decided or had to do. So good for him. I saw a Instagram story from Adam Schefter a couple days after, saying he had posted something about Gronk, saying one of the reasons that he retired was just the mental and physical wear of playing football. It had just worn him down. He didn't feel like he could continue, and he needed some time away from football. And Adam Schefter's story sound familiar? And when Gronk did it, you know, he did it. I mean, Gronk is what, 29 or 30? Everyone kind of said okay, you know, because, you know, he's had back surgeries and he's had injury problems almost every single year. He's a big dude. He gets beat up on every week. Andrew Luck, you know, he's had, you know, the shoulder surgery, and he just had the calf issue this year. He's a big dude too. He gets beat up every week. He took the most sacks in the league 2 years ago. But nobody kind of said, oh, well, that makes sense. At least it didn't seem like it. It wasn't the loudest voice in the room that said, oh, it makes sense for Andrew Luck to go. It was generally very, it was generally surprising. I should stop myself from saying it was generally very negative, because that's not true at all. But anyways, it seemed to be like a little bit more accepted when Gronk retired at a similar age. And I found that interesting. I won't say it's entirely inappropriate, because playing tight end for, you know, the same period of time as a quarterback is totally different. And you know, with Tom Brady playing at 42, I think he's proving that in the next 15 years, it might even change or become a little bit more of a norm for quarterbacks to play into their 40s. So, you know, Andrew Luck may very well have left hundreds of millions of dollars on the table as it looks today. But imagine that choice. Imagine making that kind of decision where you're going to leave that kind of income on the table. So, hey, good for you, Andrew Luck. I think he's going to surprise, or I hope he surprises the masses with you know, his potential and earning his with what he can still earn. That's what I'm trying to say. Obviously, he has massive earning potential, but I don't really want to get into that right now. I just wanted to keep this kind of brief and say, hey, shout outs to you, Andrew Luck. Good for you. I really wonder, and I mean, I hope it continues. I hope athletes continue to put themselves first and do what they need to do. I think it's great. As much as it sucks as a fan, I'm not going to lie, it does suck to see your heroes and your superstars of your sport retire and leave. I think of, you know, guys like Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson. Those ones seem to be the ones who are brought up the most often in this context of retiring in the prime. But I mean, some guys get injured and we don't talk about them as much, because we either haven't seen much of them, or it's more, you know, understandable. They were forced into doing something with a retirement. Sorry, I dropped my headphone here. Retirement, it's totally someone's choice. So I think that gets scrutinized a little bit more. But the last thing I wanted to say about this was, I really wonder how society and culture will change, not just for fans, but in general, if athletes continue to make these sorts of decisions and moves. How will the masses respond if our superheroes start prioritizing themselves, you know, start putting their mental health at the forefront? We've seen them do it with their physical health, and oftentimes with things like family, you know, moving certain places and things like that. But with mental health, this is a relatively new thing, and we've heard athletes speak out about their mental health. I think of DeMar DeRozan, for example. I know he's not the only one. There's been many, and I think it's awesome that this is becoming a conversation, and it's in society in general. So, anyways, I think when athletes start doing things like this, you get a different demographic of people prioritizing it. So, I'll be really interested to see what kind of comes of it from here. That was all. Thanks for tuning in. More than just balls. Oh man, I almost forgot to mention my favorite part of this topic and episode, and that is the fact that it took such courage for Andrew Luck to do what he did. Some people would say, you know, it takes so much intellect, so much thoughtfulness, so much self-awareness. It takes so much pressure. It takes so much bruising. It takes so much wear and tear for you to reach that state.
Some people might say that it takes balls to make the kind of decision that he made. But don't you think it took more than just balls? Ooh, levels. We are finding levels. Okay, that was all.